Ostriches can't fly. Not so long ago, the ostriches had a king called Lionel. He was the biggest and best-looking ostrich in the whole of Africa. Wherever he went, the other ostriches cried,
"Oh, just look at those legs. Aren't they the best legs in all Africa?"
And Lionel would look down at his great knobbly knees and horny toes and agree with them. In fact, Lionel became very vain and soon believed himself so clever he could do anything. The other ostriches were too silly to see that Lionel was no better than any of them. Then one day, Lionel made a grand announcement.
"I can fly!"
There was uproar. No ostrich had ever been able to fly before.
"Oh, show us! Oh, show us, oh great king!"
Lionel's heart plunged. Show them? He had not expected them to ask for a demonstration. What could he do?
"I can't show you today. The wind's blowing the wrong way."
The birds nodded wisely.
"Never mind. We'll come back tomorrow to see you fly."
Lionel thought it was a brilliant excuse. And the next morning, when the ostriches asked him to fly, he had his answer ready.
"I'm afraid the wind's still blowing the wrong way."
"Oh!"
They sighed with great disappointment. But the next day they arrived again.
"Oh, please fly for us today, oh great king."
Lionel looked up at the sky and slowly shook his little head.
"The wind's still blowing the wrong way."
A small voice spoke up.
"Oh, king, if the wind's blowing the wrong way, why don't you turn round and fly in the other direction?"
Half the ostriches were so stunned by this amazing idea that they fainted. Others clapped their stumpy wings. But poor Lionel didn't think it was a good idea at all. He would have to find a new excuse.
"There are too many clouds about."
The ostriches shuffled about, sadly eyeing the sky.
"There's only one cloud."
"One is quite enough."
"It's a very small cloud,"
one bird pointed out hopefully.
"It might look small from here, but when you get up close, it's enormous, believe me."
"You needn't fly close to it,"
suggested another bird.
"Now look, I'm king. Don't tell me what to do. I can't fly when there's a cloud about."
"Oh, king," wailed the ostriches, backing away. "Please don't be angry. We only wish to see you fly. No ostrich has ever flown before."
Lionel knew that sooner or later he would have to fly for them. Otherwise, they would realize he was lying and probably choose a new king.
"I'll definitely fly for you,"
he announced at last.
"On Friday morning. Hooray!"
Lionel had just 3 days to learn to fly. When nobody was looking, he ran up and down the sand, flapping his tiny wings and jumping in the air. It was no use. His feathers flopped about like damp washing. He went and stood on a small hill, took a short run, and bravely leapt towards the sky.
"I can fly!"
he cried.
Whoop!
He could not fly. Bruised and battered all over, Lionel was feeling very sorry for himself, when all at once he had a brainwave. He hurried over to the lake and had a word with the flamingos.
"You could help. Just tie a rope round my ankles, then fly off, towing me behind. It will all look quite real."
The flamingos agreed to help, and Lionel was once more overcome by his cleverness.
No wonder I'm king.
On Friday morning, all the ostriches gathered to see their king fly. Lionel stood amongst the lakeside reeds to make his parting speech. As he spoke, a pair of flamingos crept through the reeds and tied a rope round Lionel's ankles as planned.
"Today," cried Lionel, "you'll see a marvellous thing. I'll fly as no ostrich has flown in living memory. I'm so brave, so clever that..."
He never finished. The rope tightened and Lionel was jerked off his feet. His chin bumped the sand and he disappeared backwards into the reeds. At last he took to the air, dangling down from the rope. He swung gently to and fro, skimming the lake. Then the flamingos decided he was too heavy to carry and dropped him. The ostrich king plunged into the lake. He coughed, spluttered and struggled ashore, looking as if he'd been in a washing machine for a week. As soon as the other ostriches stopped laughing, they decided not to have a king anymore.
"There's nothing special about Lionel," they said. "He's just as stupid as we are. Either we'll all be kings or all be ordinary ostriches."
They decided to remain plain ostriches because they thought that if they were kings, they might have to fly. And then they would look even sillier than they really were.